news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A man cracks into his whole lobster dinner on the New York subway.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right. We are back here at the food drive. What are the chances right now that we're actually working on the air? What do you think?
Know.
What do you think based on what we just heard?
You know what? It could be that our mics work fine and it's just stuff playing off the computer isn't working.
It's possible.
Which I know will be wonderful when we get to the commercials.
Eh? Well, let's find out.
Somebody will text us. You know what? Hey, listen, I'm just going to start doing the news. Not the regular news, Kevin's news.
Right.
That's my news.
I know, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to do. First of all, we have to remind you, 525 East Francis, that's where we are. It is Jay and Kevin Food Drive, 29th annual.
Match hour.
You can swing by here right now. That's right. And any dollars that you donate, Northern Quest Resort and Casino will match that.
What?
Food Drive here.
What?
Yeah, not just today, not tomorrow.
You're kidding me.
Or Thursday, but also Friday. All
Love
week long,
it.
They're going to be matching that, so... Huge thanks to Northern Quest, as always, for being a part of our food drive.
Yes,
so,
love that.
This is it. And people just love having Northern Quest have to match the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
Get that done. Come on up and see us.
Hey, thanks to Jason for coming by.
Yeah, Jason. Very nice to see Jason.
Yeah. I actually didn't know that was his first name. I always forget his first name because nobody ever calls him Jason.
I've known it because, like, I'm... met his wife, actually long before she was his wife.
Sure.
And Mrs. Jason?
Once in a while,
Jason, yes.
She's like, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Well, that does actually make sense then.
Yeah,
he
so
threw,
I,
he
I had heard
a challenge
it.
Out there for everyone. He,
yeah,
like,
what was his?
I think it was service industry people.
I think that was it.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he came by. He's on his way to another probably a long day at work, so.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we're not supposed to say where he works, so I won't say Pool World.
Oh, we're not.
You would never say that.
I would not do that.
Well, not if somebody asked you not to.
It'd be out of character. And then that gentleman that stopped by and he said gave money for a classroom at Chester and
yes, Mr. Munson's.
Yeah, maybe I don't know if it's Munson or Monson.
Did I mispronounce it?
I don't know. I might be misremembering. Anyway, in that ballpark, there's only going to be one Munson Monson.
Yeah, Munson or Monson.
What if his first name was Munson and his last name was Monson?
Munson Monson.
That would be so cruel but funny.
Yeah.
I bet his middle name is Jason.
That's actually pretty good, Steve. I liked it.
Yeah, that works.
No, I liked it a lot.
Oh,
actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All right, so
you're welcome.
Come and see us,
you.
Or if you can't make a donation, you know, in person, make sure you do it online.
Yes,
you can
sir.
Go to any of our social media.
Thank you, Kevin.
County Country website, whatever it is, there's links there. And don't forget, you can text 509-441-0999. Just text the word food.
Right.
You will get a link shot back to you, and it's that easy. You can make your donation. So,
what if you don't like links and you're more of a patty kind of person?
Well, you got an option for that.
Yeah?
I got to figure it out, though.
Okay.
Do we have a...
Do you like sausage humor, Steve?
Do we have a traveling gong that we could bring with us?
Kevin, did you see which way those people came in here?
Yeah, right, the correct way. Every single one of them.
Over there?
From your right to your left.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably easier to get to that way.
Yeah,
but,
well, you know.
You know, I like going on the back roads.
Yeah. I'll take the back roads.
Dude, that's all I know. Look how muddy my car is.
Is the word car hard for you today?
I was trying to say my mud flaps, but those aren't mud flaps.
What is happening right now?
Look how muddy my tail end is.
Kevin, is that your news? The muddy tail end?
Thank you, Monty. It's news time.
Listen, everybody else was getting distracted. Jay said in the middle of this, when I was about to do a story, what happens if you're more of a patty guy than a link guy?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I was throwing humor in. You were doing the serious part. I was doing the funny part. It's called role reversal. Learn it.
It's not news. It's Jay's news.
Thank you, Steve.
It's called role reversal.
29 years,
link
guys.
Or patty?
Yeah.
Come on, what do we got?
Link or patty, Steve?
Wow, it's not a hard decision.
It is. Like, everything's hard.
Oh, my God.
Link.
Like, it's not life or death. I mean, most people...
I mean,
Monty, link or patty?
Link.
Rick.
Patty.
That Rick's, you're smart.
Kevin. Link. There's that fresh basket. Link sausage.
How do you have a sausage McMuffin? You put a dang patty on there, and that's
put
how
four
it's
of them on there, fine. And you have a very
that's
thick
That's fine,
one.
But that's like combining it with other stuff.
No, you put four links on there, and you got yourself a patty sandwich.
But then they fall out. The patty.
No, that's
or
okay.
You could just slice the patty. I mean, the link.
Why
Link-wise.
Do all the work? That's a silly. You can cook okay, patty a lot easier than the links.
No.
Links
no, it's
taste
link
better.
All the way.
They taste better.
They do.
Especially if they're burnt a little. Ooh.
Oh, and they crisp up so nice.
Well, that's what you do with
and
the patty.
Then they
hear?
Talk to you when they cook, you know, talking sausage. Come on.
That's right. Hey, guys, did you know that Vincent van Gogh, legendary artist.
Heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. Like, oh, it's like that's like his own personal Van Gogh.
Cut off his ear? Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy who cut off his ear.
Yeah.
The Starry Night apparently is, you know, one of his most beautiful painted
Starry Night.
Tell me.
And it's very legendary. Vincent van Gogh, on this day in history, painted the Starry Night shortly after checking into a psychiatric hospital.
Yeah, I remember that.
In 1889.
On this date. I didn't know that part. But
which
yeah.
is just proving once and for all how stupid art really is.
Well,
wow.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
What?
Opinions expressed on the Jay and Kevin Show. Not necessarily
by, mainly by Kevin.
Yes.
I'm sure all those art teachers out there love you right now, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
So, yeah, after
we challenge
the guy,
all the art teachers to
donate and make a difference in your own community.
I do enjoy some art.
Apparently not.
But it is that thing where you look at it and you go, I don't understand why that one is worth $50,000 and that one is worth $35. Yeah. I don't understand it.
Kevin's phone number to discuss this is 509.
Yeah, take me to the arts.
Yeah. I think maybe you need to be. Yeah.
Text Shutter Ya Yappa to 509-441-0999.
We will send Shutter you back a link to something that says no. So take that, everybody.
I remember when the whole thing when he passed away, when Vincent van Gogh passed away, they said, oh, Vincent van went.
Vincent van went.
Okay.
Too early.
Too early?
You know, I honestly,
not too early since he's passed. Just too early in the morning.
Too soon.
Too soon, bro.
Not too soon. Vincent went.
Van went.
When I have to think about it.
I didn't actually hear it.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
You're like, wait, Vincent van went. What?
Vincent van went.
Yeah.
Jay stares at us. I think I'll get there. Hold on.
Yeah, slow it down. Slow it down.
I think his middle name was Jason.
Yeah, I think it was. Step out and see us. We're here at RNRRB 525 East Francis.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from RNRRV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, well, we're in the match hour. Northern Quest Resort and Casino is matching every dollar donated between now and 8 o'clock, so you should probably donate. I would think this would be the time.
Yeah, seems like the right thing to do.
Eric, is your title at the Second Harvest Big Cheese or Head Cheese?
Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, Utility Infielder is what I usually say.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah.
We wear lots of hats there.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it. Good to see you.
Oh, thank you, guys. This is fantastic. I mean, I tell Shannon, I look forward to this every year. It's one of my favorite, or actually, it's my favorite event of the year.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate that. Yeah, it's very fun. We obviously love doing it. That's why I've done it for 29 years. So, yeah.
And next year is going to be 30. That's amazing.
It's a long time, huh?
Well,
for guys who look like they're only 30.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Well, 25, I was going to say.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. Shannon just choked on something. She's like, what? You guys don't look 30?
Well, that makes Steve look 12.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah, that is about right.
I think we've known Shannon for 30 years, and she looks exactly the same. It's relatively
unfair. Yeah, I know. I do notice that every year. I kind of hope that she shows up, and she's finally going to just look old
haggard.
And haggard. And then every time she doesn't, and I'm just like,
yeah. Yep, she did it again, dang it. Yeah.
Dang her.
Bad segue, but we're thrilled that you're back here.
Yeah,
we are. We are. We're glad. It was great. It's great to hear you're back in the saddle.
Yes, yeah. It's good to be here for sure. And
it had nothing to do with Haggard at all. That was nothing to do with that.
Nothing at all. Yeah, so.
Harry Potter? Or what are we talking here?
Yeah, right.
Missing the food drive just does not seem like a good option. It just can't do it.
I know. It's It's one of those things you just feel bad because you see. Yeah. Sometimes you only see certain people every year. You know, it's like once a year they just come by and they make it a habit and they look forward to it and we look forward to it. So, yeah. I mean, it's. I know that it helps the community and all the rest of that, but we gain a lot from it too. And I think people often will say that when they're like, well, the fact that they're able to give, knowing that what they're doing is helping someone who's maybe just struggling for a minute. Who knows?
Well, yeah, and I mean, you guys are very genuine. One of the things I tell folks is it's obvious people will come by here and make a donation, and they'll know you, right, because you're on air, you're semi-celebrities.
Right.
Well, celebrities.
Yeah, pseudo-celebrity.
But you also know most of them. I mean, so, I mean, just the way that you guys all work in the community, fit in the community, and help us, is it's really rewarding and really helpful for us.
And we have a real need. I mean, and the need's continuing to grow, right, with the way inflation is and...
Yeah, as much as I enjoy being here, the news is things are still pretty grim, and inflation just continues to ravage families. So you'll hear, hey, inflation itself is down, but that doesn't mean prices are down. Prices just aren't going up as rapidly as they were in the last 18 months.
Yep.
So food prices especially have gone up. One of the things, we were talking the other day, Jay, one of the things that our frontline pantries are telling us is they're seeing more working families, more folks who have jobs coming in and having to access the food pantries. And we're glad that they are, but the flip side is it's sad that they need to do that.
Exactly, yeah. And it just shows how much need there is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the need continues to grow. We kind of thought we got that pandemic thing in the rearview mirror and things would settle down. And that things have not improved, unfortunately. And again, it's mostly due to inflation.
Right. Yeah. Now, if people will always ask us, you know, what's better, you know, the non-perishable food items or the cash donations, which the Second Harvest prefer? We always try to say, well, I mean, I don't want to be greedy, but it is both. And maybe you can elaborate a little bit.
Oh, the answer is yes.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
No, we love getting non-perishable food items. We get a lot of. From the farms, large farms, we get a lot of perishable food.
Oh,
which is great, yeah.
Yeah.
But we are always struggling, and particularly the last couple of years, struggling to get more of that, what we call shelf-stable, non-perishable foods. We love receiving those. It also helps us with variety. So,
sure.
And then money gives us the opportunity to be a little more flexible with whether it's culturally appropriate food or variety again.
Absolutely.
Now, most of the money, so 90% of the food that we distribute is donated.
Okay.
So most of the food that we purchase goes to two areas. One is Bite to Go, the kids' backpacks, and then also
huge.
Yeah, and we'll also buy like beans or peas or oats in bulk, and then I can't say enough about the volunteers. The volunteers will come in and take these enormous sacks, third of the size of that trailer behind you.
Right.
And then pack them into family-sized packages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you guys did that. That's impressive.
Yeah. It's basically 50 cents on the dollar, the cost for us.
Holy smokes. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that one.
And then also, you guys don't just send people out with a bag of beans. You're like, hey, enjoy some beans. Because you guys do such a great job of educating with, like, how to prepare things. Listen, this actually can be good, you know. 40 years ago, your mom probably did this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a couple of things. Thanks, Kevin. So we have a teaching kitchen at our Spokane warehouse. And on top of that, there's a lot of information and recipes that you can access whether you come into the teaching kitchen. But the emphasis of our nutritionist at the teaching kitchen is to extend your food dollar. How do I maximize every penny that I spend on food?
Yeah.
And then also, they walk the warehouse and say, what do we have here?
Okay.
So then we're teaching people we're teaching people how to prepare food that's in the warehouse that we're then distributing.
Smart.
Yeah.
You're more likely to get more use out of it, obviously, that way. If they have more ideas on how to use the stuff, well, then you're going to use it.
Well, one of the classic examples here is lentils, all right? We're actually we're known for apples, we're known for potatoes, but also this area in the Palouse does a lot of lentils. You guys know how to cook lentils?
I don't.
Yeah.
Most
people don't.
And right.
It's amazing the array of things that you can make a variety, whether it's soups, I think even lentil brownies, right? You can make all sorts of things with lentils.
Wow.
Most people don't know how to do it.
Yeah, sure.
And the last thing we want to do is have lentils or anything else donated and then not used, right?
Correct, yeah.
So, yeah, try to maximize that.
And then is it 280 Sites that you distribute to?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, between 250, 280, depending on how you count them, yeah.
And, you know, I think that's the other thing people often ask. They'll be like, you know, well, I live in, you know, fill in this community, and they, I kind of want to help, obviously, my friends, neighbors, family in my own backyard. But Second Harvest acts like an umbrella organization and then does the distributions to all those people pretty much everywhere where our voice is heard.
You bet, yeah. So we're, one way to think of it, we're a food bank for food banks, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Our main job is to get a hold of large amounts of food. We do about the equivalent of about 17 semi-loads a week that we distribute. That's a lot of food.
That is.
Yeah. And then we obtain it and then push it out through the network of those 250, 280 entities. So that's a big part of our job. But I also stress, if you live in a remote area, donate to your local food bank. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we're all...
Absolutely.
It's not... The important thing isn't whether it comes through our warehouse. The important thing is it gets to the people in need.
Yeah.
So, similar to the money versus non-perishables, yes, give to your local food bank.
Well, yeah.
And a lot of times they can take... Not always, but a lot of times they can take your produce if you get it to them.
Right,
in
because
good
they can distribute it quicker.
And they can always use, again, the shelf-stable food.
Right. Very good. Wow. Yeah, that's impressive. I've learned a lot in the last, more than I've probably learned in the last 6 months.
It's really good. Eric, do you ever get tired of being good at this?
Is my wife listening?
Well, she's like, wait, what?
Yeah. No, actually, well, I appreciate the question and the backhanded compliment, but yeah. No, because I've got the best job, right? I get to brag about how hard people like Shannon and others and the folks, particularly the folks at the warehouse, and then the volunteers, right? I mean, I think I mentioned this last year. There's, five or six volunteers at our shop who I worked there for about 4 or 5 months before I realized they're not full-time employees.
Right,
like,
yeah.
They're coming in. Yeah, I mean.
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah, they come in at least 4, sometimes 5 days a week. Like Andy, one of our volunteers, does mobile markets, and he's... The other day he was there at 6:15.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So.
Well, what do people do? You know, maybe there's somebody listening who's like, I'd love to help, but I'm not in the best spot to help right now. But I would love to volunteer. How do they go about being a volunteer at Second Harvest?
It's actually very easy. Just go online and you can just sign up. And,
okay.
And you can pick and choose when you're going to be there. So
sure.
There are groups of people who sign up. Hey, there's 8 or 10 of us who like to volunteer together.
Right.
So there's others who, hey, I'm solo, I'm going to go. And what's really fun is oftentimes somebody will volunteer as a solo a couple of times and then end up working into a group.
Yeah.
They get to know. There's a very,
right.
Back, you talked about the rewarding part. There's a rewarding social aspect
absolutely.
To this that some people just, I'll do this once, and they end up becoming part of a group that
just
comes in on a regular basis. Yeah,
I can easily see that.
I know we need to go to break, but you just got me thinking, Eric.
Uh-oh.
That's
dangerous, Eric. Okay, write
what
that down.
What if someone solo, maybe new to town, hasn't met a lot of people.
Maybe his name might be...
Who's such a great guy,
like
someone like Steve.
Oh.
What if he came and donated... And donated his time.
Right.
You became a volunteer. Have you ever had a love story blossom from the warehouse? Shannon says, yeah, baby.
Huh.
Eric?
I close my eyes to those sorts of things. Yeah.
You do.
Very good. Looky all there. Right. That's a great question, Kevin.
Next question. Yeah. Next question.
Steve Shannon will show you here just as, when we're on break. She'll show you how to sign up to be a
volunteer.
That's
right. Yeah, okay. That's right.
Very good.
Thank you awesome. So much for volunteering. We appreciate it.
Good man.
That was a good hard close. That was great, Eric. Well, thanks for doing this, guys. We appreciate
thank you.
It. Yeah, always great to have you guys here. And, I mean, it's incredible what you guys do, and we're a very small part of it, but anything we can do to help, you know, we're always here for you.
Well, and again, it's always fun to come here and do this, but at the end of the day, it's fun because we know how much, I mean, you guys have been doing this 29 times. It's just so helpful, whether it's the money or the food that you guys gather in. It's so appreciated.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Well, come down here with RV, or you can donate online. You can go to the big999coyotecountry.com. You can check out our social media. It's on our Facebook page. Or you can text the word food to 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Zero.
The 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive.
From the parking lot of R&R RV.
At 525 East Francis. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Thanks to AMCO, WAMCO, AMCO, for always helping us out with the program. Eric hung out. He's with Second Harvest.
Oh, we love it.
Yeah.
It's because he's too much fun to talk to. And, I mean, Steve and I were chatting it up with him. You were over there chatting it up with Shannon. I don't know what you guys were talking about.
Basically
something,
you.
College or something, I heard.
Yeah, pretty much you. And
I don't know if it was that you two, you were talking about your days in college or your kids.
No, we were talking
colleges
about
back then?
Yeah.
Oh, stone tablet. Yeah.
We were talking about our children.
You know? Oh, your children. Okay, yeah. Very good. Yes.
We're all Valley kids, bro.
Valley kids.
Yeah.
Man.
That's how it works, man.
It's the life.
It's the life.
It's the good life.
It is. Yeah. No, not ballet, Steve. No, come on. Come on. Come on,
Steve. Steve loves to call it the Spokane Valet.
Valet, baby. Eric, do you want to tell would you have any actual food drive questions for him? I want him to tell a story.
Well, before we do that quick, I just wanted to give a shout out to Kevin's brother's family. I just learned a couple of weeks ago they have been longstanding regular donors, and we sincerely appreciate everybody who donates, but want to give a big shout out to your family.
My brother is he's been very fortunate to do very well, and he's very generous with it, and
he's my favorite of the Jameses.
My favorite, man. He's got the best setup, too, because he has a lake place, but he also has a house with a pool. So I just choose whichever one he's at for the weekend.
Yeah.
I go to the other one.
Okay.
Except for the stupid pool had a crack in it this year, and it didn't get fixed until there was, like, no pool use.
Jeez. Yeah. Kevin was very mad that his brother didn't fix that in time.
Kevin said, you know, it's not for you.
Yeah, right. You know it's not your house, right?
No, but he will be by for sure. We talked last night.
That's
he
awesome.
Said he will be back
Tell him
this
thank
year.
You, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
It's a great cause.
Okay, hey, where were you, Scotland?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, when I talked to Eric last Friday, he was telling me a Scotland story that I loved.
Oh, yeah. So my wife and I did a trip of a lifetime, and we went to Scotland and Isle of Man for 3 weeks. Her family is from Isle of Man. So we were in Scotland, and we went to this just the ideal Scottish place. It's a little town called Dalavec. I'll probably say it wrong. It's 20 miles, but like 45-minute drive on a single-track road. I mean,
it is
just stunningly gorgeous. The classic little bucolic farms, the Scottish Highland cows with the long hair. And, I mean, it's just beautiful. We walked to a waterfall, walked up to a loch, and the lady at the place we're staying said, you got to go to this little place in Dalavec. It's a coffee shop. And so my wife and I went there, little tiny town, and it's just, again, everything you could possibly imagine is just quintessential.
You're like,
Scotland.
I am in a movie.
Oh, yeah, it was. And the lady who runs it has this fiery red hair, right? And and this place is, you know, twice as big as the trailer behind you, just stuffed with everything you can imagine. The place, it's the post office twice a week for this little community.
Sure.
And my wife orders a latte, I get a lemonade, and we're sitting there. And in the background, I hear, hang tight, honey, got a pocket full of money, and I'm heading straight home to you. And I go, the Lainey Wilson song.
Listen to country music.
They had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't sound like Lainey Wilson.
No, sorry. I thought Lainey Wilson was there. Well, yeah, I was like, wait, she was in Scotland.
Yeah.
Well, it could be, too. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I just thought that was amazing. Everything else, and then
fits the description perfectly, and then there's like, oh, country music.
Well, last week's hit. Well, yeah.
That's crazy,
That's so funny.
That's a weird thing. I told Eric, I never think about that. Country music is as big as it is, but then all the major stars tour overseas all the time.
They do.
I mean, it's got to be a huge thing. So
I need to work on my vocals. So
you got to do your Lainey impression better. Got to get a little more twang in there. That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's funny. I never ever think of the overseas part for country music, but it would be fun. And then you know, maybe you could go to what's the next trip? Ireland?
Oh God. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Do you have another bucket list?
Yeah, I got a bucket list. I don't have a bucket full of money.
Yeah, right.
Of money to do it. Yeah,
yeah.
So about every 8 years or so, we'll do it.
That's the goal.
Trip. Yeah. Yeah. So,
that's fun.
Yeah. Those are not free. I've noticed those trips. Vacations are spendy. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, and I'm keenly aware of it now.
Keenly aware. Shannon, you ever go on vacation or you just work?
Oh yeah.
You go on vacation?
Hi, girl.
Hi, girl.
It was interesting there, too, seeing the kind of the difference in the food systems.
They have what they call a lot of food deserts. But,
oh, yeah.
But there's an enormous company called Tesco. It's like the fourth largest company in the world that has just fleets of these Sprinter vans that do delivery. So way fewer grocery stores. We went through a town of like 2,500 people, and it had two convenience stores. That was it. No grocery store.
Really?
Right? Yeah. But there's these... This delivery system is amazing.
Wow.
And then also notice that most of the major grocery stores have a bin for you to donate food
to
the equivalent of the second harvest in whatever.
So people get their groceries over there by ordering like an online scenario and then they're delivered?
No, not the donation, but there's bins at the stores.
Yeah.
But then there's no grocery stores
That's
for like
crazy.
50 miles or 100 miles.
Wow.
So there's enormous amount of deliveries.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. It's weird how different countries do it differently.
Yeah.
I'm not sure ours is perfect, but, you know, I'll take it.
It works.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like it's weird to have. I mean, what's the furthest you think you've traveled to a grocery store and you've lived in the country?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose growing up, there was times it was maybe 40 miles to get to Airway Heights.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Chuck.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Hobson, Montana, and we still have a grocery store there, but it's pretty small. I mean, I'm real concerned about little places like that throughout central eastern Washington, north Idaho.
Right.
Got to hope that those grocery stores can hang on because that's such a vital, important part of and then a lot of those grocery stores are also very generous to those communities.
For sure.
They'll donate groceries to their food banks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they know everybody.
It was the hardest thing when I went to college and college was hard.
Basically the classes.
That's why I didn't finish. But let's not get into that.
His mom could be listening. Let's not go there.
My brother did.
Imagine that.
Huh. Weird.
But you mean the one with the crack pool?
Yeah.
That brother? Yeah.
But it was one of those things where I would come home for the summer and go work on the farm. It was so weird getting used to, again, I grew up that way, but, it's 5 o'clock, everything closed. The grocery store closed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the drugstore. Once in a while, if the tavern was in business, it would be open and you could.
Right.
But I was so used to the Spokane life at that point where it's like, you can just run and grab something anytime you want.
Yeah.
A little different. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anything else we need to know about donations or...
No,
left anything out? I feel like we covered a lot of it.
Yeah, we covered a lot of it. Just thank you so much. I mean, things are difficult right now.
For sure.
But we're so thankful, again, the farmers, the manufacturers, and then the financial donors. It's a really, really generous bunch of people, and that's how we make it from one day to the next, year to the next. We do a lot of work. We work hard, but if it wasn't for the volunteers, if it wasn't for the donations, we wouldn't be able to come close to what we do. Like the equivalent of 17 semi-loads a week
that we
distribute, which is a lot of food. And we're doing everything we can every day to get a little bit better at it.
And we always kind of say that this is sort of the kickoff of the season because, there's a lot of seasonal workers who are now, trying to find something else to do. I don't know if we're 100% accurate with that, but I feel like it feels like it might be right.
Oh, yeah. This is an important time because this helps us gear up a little bit for the holiday.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the financial donations that always come in from or through you all is fantastic. Again, there's a little bit of extra need, but also just there's the psychological aspect of being able to have a meal at Thanksgiving, a family meal at Christmas. So,
absolutely. I think that's
really important.
crucially important, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here, you guys. As always, you're going to come back come back on Thursday or whatever?
Yeah.
You're welcome whenever, but yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Absolutely.
No, we love it.
All right, again, the ways to donate are you can stop by here. R&R RV, we are in the match hour till 8 o'clock, thanks to Northern Quest Resort and Casino. You can stop by within the next 15 minutes. They will match your donations. You can also donate online at thebig999coyotecountry.com. Go to our Facebook page or text the word food to 509-441-0999. And if you do stop by and you're like, I brought, non-perishable food items, but I do want to make a cash donation too, but I don't have any money with me. I didn't bring my checkbook. You can just shoot the QR code, and that will take you to the link.
Yeah, we've pretty much got it figured out to donate any way you need to.
Yeah, you come up with an excuse. We'll come up with a solution.
Yes.
That's how it works. Eric, thank you.
Hey, thank you
so
much.
Good to see you, Shannon. Yep, thank you. The Big 99.
the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
And Steve and Rick hanging out in the parking lot at R&R RV. Thanks to R&R RV for being part of it. As always, such great hosts. I had to bring, it was so hot. How hot was it? It was so hot yesterday afternoon. Steve and I had to take the candy dish and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, it was melting?
Yeah, it was just like,
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls were still good, though.
No, they were not.
Yeah, you cannot melt a Tootsie Roll. I think if you drop
Experiment time.
If you drop the Tootsie Roll into the devil's pocket in hell.
Oh, hey, language.
First of all, he wouldn't eat it. Second of all.
Yeah.
It would be, it would just be normal. And that's your favorite candy. Well, you know what
happened? I never said that.
About a couple months ago, I couldn't choose my candy, and I was at the store, so I bought one of those Tootsie Rolls that were like,
big ones.
The big ones.
Yeah.
And it was the softest, nicest piece of Tootsie Roll I've ever had in my life.
And the big ones seemed to be softer.
That's what I said, too. That's what I said when I was eating one yesterday, Kevin.
If you want to break your teeth off, get the little guys.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right.
And when they are soft, they're not bad.
No,
especially
I
like some of the other flavors.
Yes.
Well, I think that's the key.
Yeah. Yeah.
The chocolate
some of the
one's
other
a little chalky.
Pretty good.
Steve doesn't like that. Are you okay? Was that a sneeze?
You okay?
I tried to move my mic and I couldn't do it quick enough.
Was that a sneeze?
Don't worry about it, all right?
He's a radio professional, guys.
Well, if it was, I want to say bless you.
Yeah, bless you, Steve.
Yeah, was it a sneeze? Okay, sneeze. Bless you.
Okay, that was a classic example of why your sneeze, no one says bless you. It sounded like you coughed.
Right. I thought he was choking on something. I expected to look over and have a piece of Rick's jerky hanging out of his mouth and Steve choking.
I literally thought so, too.
Yeah.
Every one of us looked at you and paused like, is he all right? Is he all right? And he's fine. Just a sneeze,
so just one sneeze? That's all you get?
For now.
Okay. They might show up later.
Yeah, we'll see.
Are you going to save one for later?
Yeah. With a Tootsie Roll.
Man, you are special.
Thank you.
No, we appreciate it.
It's good to be
You're doing
out
such
here.
A good job. People can keep up with it on Facebook and everything. It's just such a great, great time. Good job, Steve.
Yes. Kudos. That's for real.
That is for real. It didn't seem like real based on the way you looked at me, but it is for real.
Yeah. Based on the way that I looked at you.
Well, based on the way that we give you compliments sometimes that aren't compliments, that is fair.
Yeah.
You gave us the look, but it is real. I think we both were very appreciative of your efforts.
As some would say, very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Do you think Kevin's going to wear you out today?
I'm already worn out.
Oh.
Think so? I ain't even done nothing.
Well, you're you.
Oh, man.
Your big fancy chair and your pickle jar.
My big fancy chair. This is not my pickle jar. This is Rick's pickles.
Why, nobody put them right next to you so you could enjoy them.
I was afraid, though. I shouldn't have put them too close to Kevin because they would spill. He'll do something.
Rick, 100%. I saw you put it down, and then I saw you go, you moved it back like a dad tends to do, with a small child.
Jay,
like, there's a guy who knows.
Would you treat... Please try one of Rick's pickles right now.
I would love to. Are they spicy, Rick?
A little spicy.
A little hot. Got a little kick to them.
Yep.
What do they got in them? You want to get one out for me because I don't imagine me putting my hand in there to get one.
You haven't put your fingers in here yet?
I have not.
Is that a promise?
That is a promise.
I have watched him.
Thank you, Rick. God bless you, Rick.
Do you want to put some sanitizer on it just in case?
Well, I already sanitized my hand.
Look at that pickle.
Whoa, it's wobbly.
Steve doesn't.
And it glistens in the sun.
Well, it's a pickle. What do you think it was?
I know, that's what I was. I didn't offer Steve pickles.
You're like, there's no way Steve would take one because they're too hot. Hold on. I got to move my microphone. I don't want it to sound
like. They're not as
crunchy as
I would
hope. Kevin,
watch
this. Watch your hands.
Yeah, how did they.
They're not
as crunchy as normal.
Yeah, but I like them.
But the flavor, Rick.
Oh, baby. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the flavor.
Put that in the
store. They are 3 years old, so.
They're 3 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for telling us.
After we ate them?
It says they're canned.
What are you? What is the life expectancy of a pickle?
I mean, canned, you're totally fine.
Can they ever get
Can they ever?
Well, I'm sure, but we eat them pretty fast. So,
like, how?
I mean, 3 years. Yeah, that's pretty fast. I tell you.
Those are so good, Rick. Mm, thank you.
They got good flavor.
Man, those are good.
I mean,
how many cans you make?
I don't do it. My father-in-law and my wife does it all, but whatever they do, and they do salsa, they do all that kind of good stuff.
Prove it.
So the next person who gets who donates,
I brought you salsa.
Gets
you
pickle.
Did.
Is that what we're saying?
The next person that donates get free pickle.
I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Unless you don't want anybody's hands.
No, I don't actually.
Okay, well then never mind.
Yeah. Bring a fork.
Yeah, if you want to bring a fork or some tongs or something, you know. I mean, who doesn't have, you know, a nice set of tongs in their glove box?
You know what doesn't pass germs? Donating online.
Ayo.
Donating via text. Text
all true.
509-441-0999. And just text the word food to 509-441-0999.
What is that, the Runge Furniture Studio line?
Yes, it is.
Is that what that is?
Well done, Rick.
Is it?
Well done, Steve, whatever your name is.
I was going to say, it actually does work because I tried it, and it popped up the link within a couple seconds.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a cool way to do it.
It really is,
I really, really like it.
Yeah, super simple, easy, click, click, boom, boom, bang, bang.
I'm looking through the text right now.
Ooh, that guy milked that pickle. It was hotter than I thought.
God, you're soft.
You mean that thing?
I am.
Is that water in front of you, Kevin? I mean,
I don't know.
That might work.
I don't know if it's been part of this latest illness or what. I can't eat spicy stuff anymore.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah,
I'm starting to feel like Warren and Bruce, where it's like, oh, I'll eat something. The other day, I was like, oh, God, this is so spicy. And everybody else was like, no, it's not. I'm like, well, it's burning my tongue.
Well, I used to do, like, the ghost pepper wing challenges and all that. And now I can't barely do hot sauce, and it sucks.
Really? Yeah, you're...
Something
changed. Once you get in your, like, late 50s, Rick, that's what happens.
Well, they say every 7 years your taste bud changes. So
is that right?
Yeah, something really happens, and you might still like the same thing, but you might hate something too.
Yeah. That's weird. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't look it up online, people. I might be wrong.
I heard that too. I think you're right.
I love the way you just say it with confidence, though, man. Nobody's gonna. You know what? Every 7 years, man. I'm telling you, just like clockwork.
Even if you're wrong, I'll back you up on it.
Thank you, Steve. That was very nice.
I'm very confident in what I say.
Absolutely, for a moment. Stop by and see us. So we are here at R&RRB. You can come by and make a difference, make a donation. All the stuff stays local. That's probably the most important part. And if you were wondering, because I know some people say, yeah, will it help my location? And if you can hear our voices, you're good. So stop by and see us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back from R&RRV.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote.